For too many Wisconsin families, it feels like you're doing everything right and still somehow falling behind. The response from Madison Democrats? Just deal with it. I'm State Senator Julian Bradley. Last Friday, as families across Wisconsin were preparing for Easter, Governor Evers, the leader of the Democratic Party, vetoed three common-sense bills that would make life a little easier for working families. First, he vetoed the Republican bill to eliminate taxes on overtime pay, siding with the majority of Democrats and their out-of-state special interests. That means the people we count on, nurses, police officers, mechanics, factory workers, the backbone of our state, who go that extra mile, are still taxed on every extra dollar they earn. Second, he vetoed Republican-backed legislation to eliminate taxes on tips, even after he put forward a similar proposal last year. That flip-flop put him on the same side as extreme Madison Democrats, and against every server, barber, and delivery driver in the state. Democrats love to claim they're against tax cuts for the rich. Turns out they're just against tax cuts, period. But boy, do they like tax hikes. That's why Governor Evers stood with every single legislative Democrat and vetoed the Republican effort to repeal his massive 400-year tax increase. You know the one. It raised property taxes for you, your grandchildren, and their grandchildren. On social media, the governor shared the Democrats' message for Wisconsinites to deal with it. Deal with it? That might be easy to say from behind a desk in Madison, but it's not easy for families sitting around the kitchen table trying to figure out how to pay the bills. But here's the good news. Each of us has an opportunity this November to deal with it ourselves. A constitutional amendment will be on the ballot that will ensure no governor can use their veto pen to increase fees or taxes. That amendment would end the tricks and close the loopholes. Your voice matters. When all is said and done, it's the people, not extreme Madison Democrats, who will determine the course of this state. I'm State Senator Julian Bradley. Thank you for listening.